Nothing's quite so dispiriting as standing in the middle of a rainstorm while you're being yelled at by an irate woman in a bikini. Except for if that woman's grievance is that her kids can't get into the pool when there's Sunder out, which, when you think about it, is one of the more futile fights to pick because everyone, and I mean everyone, knows that when there's lightning, the last thing you want to do is jump into a pool. Welcome to the world of Mrs. McPhail, one of the moms at the country club I worked at during high school. Mrs. McPhail always had a way of making me and the rest of the lifeguards a constant source of her scorn. Telling her kids that they couldn't pour out root beer into the pool, or that it was dangerous for them to rocket off the diving board on top of each other, would more or less guarantee that you'd get a tongue lashing from Mrs. McPhail. Even telling a sprinting child to walk, please, would get Mrs. McPhail to hawkishly swivel her head around and glare at you from her perch on a lawn chair, her eyes expressing their disgust from under her ball cap. That's why on a rainy July afternoon, my coworkers and I, all high school students just working a summer job, were getting yelled at for clearing the pool in the middle of an electrical storm. Now, I've met a number of other Mrs. McPhails since that summer. There was a man when I worked customer service at a grocery store who was so sure that we'd overcharge him for milk because, contrary to all labeling conventions, he believed that the prices at grocery stores were listed above the items, not under them. I refunded him the 18 cents rather than fuel his rage. And then there was a woman who kept me on the phone for a 15-minute tirade about the decline of journalism, all because the newspaper where I work printed the channel of a football game in the TV listings instead of the sports section. And I feel like I see Mrs. McPhail every other week when I'm in a gas station and witness some poor clerk getting berated for something that he can't possibly fix. The one thing I've realized from all this is that nothing's quite so pathetic as having to lash out at people for your own gratification, and that nothing says more about a person than the way they treat the strangers who are serving them food or trying to keep their kids from splitting their head open at the pool. Mrs. McPhail and the others like her taught me that, and I try to keep them in mind every time I'm angry and tempted to be rude to a waiter or a cashier at the grocery store. But I wish I'd known all this a little sooner. One of my coworkers, Calvin, already knew it that day at the pool. "Look at her," he said after Mrs. McPhail had stormed off. "All she does is come and sit by a pool and drink all day and take out her frustration on a bunch of kids working a high school job. Her life is a McPhailure."